Why is gratitude so important? Because no matter what you want, money, relationships, philanthropy, whatever it is you want, your perspective is everything. And there's only one thing that controls your perspective.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
Gratitude. Simple gratitude. Throughout the whole process of consistently, persistently pursuing my potential, I was grateful. It made my past better, my present brighter, and my future even brighter than that. In fact, I tell people all the time, if you want to change your life, change your employee's life, your family life, it's very simple. Two words, say thank you. Say thank you before you go to bed, and say thank you when you wake up. And I guarantee you, if you can do that for 30 straight days, your life will change. Now, I have studied physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. I've made over $100 million, lost it, and made it back again. And I know one thing, gratitude's the reason. And even though I tell people the easiest way to get to where you want to be is just to be grateful, we're so far in our own way, we don't do it. Why is gratitude so important? Because no matter what you want, money, relationships, philanthropy, whatever it is you want, your perspective is everything. And there's only one thing that controls your perspective, your gratitude. Gratitude makes your past awesome, your present better, and your future brighter. When I look at things as simple as getting stuck at a stoplight, when I used to use the F-bomb immediately because I'm a time freak. This is one of my favorite speeches ever because it was the first one that started a minute early. And everybody was here. It was awesome, right? They didn't waste any time. Well, I'm a time freak. And literally, if you're grateful, that time, it doesn't matter. You're sitting there and you're just like, thank you. Thank you. I'm stopped at the stoplight because I sit in the universe's favor. God knows what would have happened if I went through there. What would have happened if I got the green light? Because instead of thinking I'm being punished, I'm being blessed. Everything's a blessing to me. I walk off a stage and talk about gratitude, mm-hmm. and it's as if they hadn't been told anything about gratitude. Because you're truly channeling a higher level of awareness of gratitude. So for example, you can say, most people know what appreciation is. Well, I would say, well, gratitude's deeper than just being grateful for what you attract. It's everything comes through us, and we're vehicles of appreciation, meaning we have to add value, but we don't add value until we've given it away, right? We don't know what we have. The word appreciation is simple. It means to add value. Work with the universe. And how do we do that? Through appreciation. That's how you command the universe, through appreciation. Every single thing that's happening, I get stopped at a red light. I fall and break my leg. I lose all my money. Whatever it is that had happened, I know there's only one solution to it, is to appreciate it and say, oh, thank you. Something is appreciated. I'm going to take this in, learn from it. I'm going to add value to it, and then I'm going to give it away. Without appreciation, we put faith in the past. Therefore, we put faith in the past. What happens? The past becomes our future. We wonder why this always happens to me. Why? Because you're putting faith in the past. You put faith in what you don't want. What are you going to get? What you don't want. Every single time. That's the way it works. And so we have to have a vessel. Things can't happen to us. They can't happen for us because we're only so big. The first quarter of my life, I lived that way. And I thought I was living in the groove because everything happened for me. I was a optimist. You were a victim. I grew up with nothing. Everything happens for me. But guess where I ended up? Being grateful for everything that happened for me. That's not appreciation. Because I wasn't adding value to what I had received. I wasn't in a state of receivership. I have studied physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. I have not found any great truth from studying those great sciences, except for one thing. Gratitude works. Simply say thank you. Raise your hand if you think you can say thank you for 30 straight days. Yeah. Most people raise their hands. I've been in front of thousands of people, and they all raise their hands. The saddest thing for me is by tonight, half of you won't say thank you. I've given you the biggest, simplest gift to change your life, and we're so far in our way that half of you won't say thank you tonight, and by tomorrow morning, another half of you won't say thank you. And within 3 days, almost all of us will not say thank you. It is so difficult. It's so difficult to do something every single day that I was still on stage teaching this, and it actually took me 9 months before I said thank you, before I went to bed, and before I woke up every single day for 30 straight days. Try it. That's how hard it is, but it will change your life.
I'm a big believer. Every single day you have to be focused. Persistency comes from consistency. You cannot quit, and you have to be inspired. Enjoy the pursuit of your potential. There's three different worlds that people live in. The first one is a world of not enough, right? There's just a shortage of things. We live in a world of not enough. Then there's people that live in a world of just enough. And then there's a world of more than enough. I traveled to Africa this summer, and it was a remarkable thing. I had my camera guys there, and we went down into this Mama Jane's house. And I went into her home. She had dirt floors, thatch roof, and she had the first TV. She had clean water, the very first TV. And so my cameraman, Justin, over there, he asked her, he said, aren't the other mamas, aren't they jealous that you have this great house, this great TV? And she looked at him and said, well, no, why would they be jealous? They come here and ask me what I did to get it. Teach me how to get that. And then asked him, said, why would people be jealous where you live? And he said, yeah, people are jealous all the time of what I have and what they don't have. They live in a world of not enough. And she, a woman who lives on a dirt floor, who one of her biggest prides is to have clean water, says to Justin, I feel sorry for you. It was at that moment that I realized that we live in a universe of more than enough. You have more than enough of everything. But a lot of people think they don't have enough. You're looking for more. You have to focus on what you do have. So if you're fast, focus in on that. If you're strong, focus in on that. If you're a role player, focus in on that. But don't quit. Hit it every single day and be honest with yourself. Illuminate what you don't do well and ask for help.
If you're an entrepreneur, you're going to get a lot of blessings that you don't understand. Right? It's called no. Anybody ever hear no? Let me teach you how you're going to love no and be grateful for no. And it's a simple lesson. Just imagine that you are only 25 no's from getting what you want. What if I told everyone in here, only 25 no's from getting what you want? When you get the first no, you'd be excited. You won't be bummed at all. You'd be rushing to the 10th no. When you got the 20th no, you'd be super excited. And when the 24th no came, you would have a party because you knew the 25th no was coming next. And then what? You get what you want. Well, I'm here to tell you that's the way the universe works. You are only so many no's from getting what you want. You just don't know how it's going to come. I dreamed, after knowing I wasn't going to be a football player, I dreamed of being a sports agent. And if people ask me, how do you become a sports agent? I told them, here's what you do. Start off trying to be a football player, then go to be a doctor, then change to be a lawyer, then go into technology, then go into Silicon Valley and raise money, then become a CEO of a handheld company, then become an angel investor and real estate developer, own everything. And then, oh, of course I forgot, lose all your money. And then that's how you become a sports agent, because that's exactly what happened to me. That's not how you become a sports agent. How I became a sports agent is I regained my gratitude the same way I made the first time. I'm focused very specifically on the productivity, accessibility, and the monetization of what I'm doing all day long. And the key to it is, how do I stay inspired, right? The key is that I'm connecting to everybody, and literally all I'm doing, unlike other people, they allow themselves to depreciate an energy. I'm appreciating my energy. Appreciation is gratitude. I'm appreciating my energy. What does that mean? That every time that I meet someone like you, or that I'm feeding off of you, I am sucking off of you your energy, because I'm so grateful that God's blessed me with three more people that I can help. And more, there's no way you're not inspired when you help people. Your ideas, you know, your ideas can change someone's life. That's why the 5-minute mentoring, I know, because in my head, I know, be more interested than interesting. Just because somebody loves you doesn't mean they give you good advice. You know, gratitude, be positive, say thank you for everything. Possibilities, the probabilities, the perspective. Those are the things right there. Every single day, I think to myself, gosh, if there's just one person in the room of here, a full room, that hears it the same way I do, that is worth flying overnight, taking the train at midnight, getting up, right? Not making money, but helping other people make money, allowing it to come through me. So now that each one of you that have stayed 45 extra minutes over, right, can go and say to your kids or your friends, hey, take a deep breath. Be grateful. This is okay. Find your blessing. Find your blessing. There are no struggles. Let's infuse purpose and passion into that. Why don't you use that time to do this? Why don't you do whatever it is? Hopefully, you know, we'll send you the video. You can rewatch it. If there's lessons that you want, remind yourself. Because if you're going to take something away, know that nothing happens unless it's consistent every day, persistent without quit, and you're enjoying the pursuit of that potential. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making the playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.